Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
So, I'm not even sure what episode number this is of the Dockers debate, but a very impromptu episode with the centre-half machine, the goal-scoring maestro of an absolute rocket at the weekend. It's only JJ, the number four. How are we, JJ?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm not bad. Do you know what? I don't know about you. You was the one who hit it, but I still had a couple of hours where I was a bit dizzy from that mazy run. Did you know anything about it?
Oh, mate. To be honest, everyone's saying, how was I even up there? But obviously...
I saw the nosebleed.
Nosebleed, no. Working with people like Miller and Goodwin, obviously Rhino's out injured, but for example, Miller, for that goal, Miller was holding. And as I've pushed on, he's kind of covered me, so that kind of gave me the license to push on a bit more. And I heard a shout from Kenzie saying, get in the box. So I kind of crept forward a bit. And I ended up finding myself with the ball on my feet, so I just thought, let me take him on 1v1 and then kind of just hit it. And mate, straight after, I had so much adrenaline, I didn't go to sleep until like 2 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, nah, it was a great feeling. Obviously even better winning that game, coming back from 2-1 at their ground, obviously back and forth goal scoring here, but great result in the end.
Absolutely. And do you know what, I heard you say to your family that if it wasn't for that goal, we wouldn't be in that final. Now, I don't want to quote you exactly.
Who did you hear that from?
I can't say anything. Nah, I'm not saying anything, mate.
Nah, I mean, I'm happy I played a part with it, but it weren't all just my goal, of course. My goal was the one that kind of got us back in the game.
Then why is everyone saying it was?
Hey, let the people talk.
No, it was a good goal. For those who don't know what to talk about, I strongly suggest we look for social media and see if we can find it, because it was a top finish. So I'm here with JJ now. You've been at the club quite a while now. I saw in the matchday programme that you're only a handful away from 100 appearances, and what, you're only, what, 21, 22?
Yeah, 21. It's my second full season, if you like to say, obviously, if I make it to the end of the season without any injuries or whatever. But yeah, my second season, obviously, played the full last season, only missing one game, so that's kind of helped me hit the mark I'm at in terms of appearances now. I've missed a couple games this season due to a small injury, but Woody and other management staff has trusted me to go straight back in after that injury and kind of help me hit that 100 mark. Well, not yet, but in God's powers, very soon.
Yeah, you're getting there, So tell us how it all starts. That's how what we do with these interviews. We haven't done one for a while, to be fair, but, you know, tell us how it all started. How did you get into football? You know, like, I know, yes, it is in the non-league pyramid, but it's still a very decent level where there's aspirations of going up and up and playing against big teams in competitions like FA Cups and Vases. But where did it all start? How did it all come about? And how did you end up here at Irith Town?
It's just one of them ones in terms of, like, being a boy. You automatically kind of get attracted to football. My household is football crazy. Just from young, kicking a ball around in the garden, things like that. And then eventually, mum and dad chucking me in a team. I'm sure you're familiar with Cham Town. When I was younger, I was playing for them. Then I moved to a team called Strood United, still in Medway, playing. As a matter of fact, I was a striker when I was younger, so.
We could tell from the finish.
They're kind of my two teams that I really remember and like to speak about. A bit older, and I'm playing for my district, obviously Medway district. And then maybe like under 15, 16, playing Kent Youth League. That's kind of the highest I was at that point. Never played for any like professional academies. And then I got to 16, 17, and I went to Maidstone United Academy. Spent two and a bit years there. Whilst I was there, I weren't playing no weekend football and things like that, so I just stuck to my academy, make sure I get my education and things like that. And then, yeah, just before I joined IRF, I was on a trial type thing with Ashford United from the league above. I spent the whole pre-season there, and it's one of them ones where, like, I had a strong feeling I was going to make it, because obviously you're doing a whole pre-season at a team, and
yeah, of course.
He's left it, to be fair to the gaffer, he told me his reasons, but he left it to the final week to say that I weren't a part of his plans, so...
And that's why we don't like Ashford Town now. I'm joking, if anyone's listening from Ashford.
But yeah, no, I made a few decent friends there. The reason I'm at IRF today is because Bradley Sims, who plays for Ashford, he gave Woody a little message saying that, look, I've got a young centre-half here that unfortunately we can't take, and passed me on to Woody. So then that same pre-season, I kind of come down for the last two games, played maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes of the second half against Dulwich. Woody was impressed, and I played a full 90 of the last game of the pre-season against Ashford, and we won that game, so I'm sure he was clearly impressed.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's how I kind of kicked off my IRF career.
Lovely stuff. But I mean, that all sounds wonderful, but obviously we're glad you're here. But what do you think of the club? Like you said, you've been here a couple of years. You was here at the Leisure Centre, you know, last season. We've now moved over to Bayliss Avenue, Stanmore Stadium, whatever it can be officially called. But you know, what do we think of it here? The fans, the club itself, the vibrancy, or just the family feel? Or am I just putting words in your mouth and you want to say something different?
No, you're not. Honestly speaking, like, I've never felt more happy at a club in terms of the community and things like that. Like you're saying, the fans, the people, the boys in the change room, the management, like, they've proper took me in well. Like, I've not really had any problems in terms of, like, arguments and things like that, or, like, bad blood with anyone in the club. So, no, I'm very grateful for what IRF have done for me so far, because I've kind of, this is my first, let's say, two seasons in men's football, so I've kind of took it by my stride and just adapted to it very quickly, and I give thanks to everyone here, to be honest.
And that's the thing as well, it's like, in the nicest way, you know, I've been coming down watching for a couple of years, doing other bits and pieces, but now officially part of it this year behind the scenes. But you know, people forget how young you are. You, 2021, you're only, what, one handful away from 100 games. Tom Ash, over 100 games. You know, this is really a place that if you're a young footballer, you're going to get opportunity that you ain't going to get anywhere else.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's not just me and Tom Ash, obviously, with the, let's say, with Dyer as well, the youngest boys in the team. So, but there's people that unfortunately haven't been able to play as much as we do for IRF, like Joe Chalker, Ronnie, you even have that Hayden Boulos that has gone on and playing for Leyton Orient Academy. So no, there's a real spark in terms of boys being developed here, and I can't say anything bad about it. Of course, if you get your chance, grab it with both hands like me and Tom have done. But yeah, it's a great step and a great level to be playing at as a young player, but especially at IRF, because there's chances to be taken for the young boys.
Yeah, and when you've got like Kay, the chair, Mark, the CEO, Woody, committee members behind you, you know, you go to some games, or you have some teams come here and in a nice way the support ain't great, or like you don't see too many committee members in a nice way, but even on away games, you've still got like 25 people going down to watch you.
Yeah, no, that's a massive thing for us, because if you look back at last season, the support wasn't the best either. But for the people that did come, like, even when we had them type of community days where we were having a few kids from schools and that come with us, like, any support is great for us. But we've definitely stepped up massively this season, and especially towards the back end of the season. Like, I'd like to say that a massive part of it was down for that deal win was down to our support. Like, what's our record this season? 171 or something like that?
171 for that game, but yeah, we've had a couple over the 200. So yeah. That's what we're saying. I mean the target for when I came in, we was having discussions with the committee, and it was the target was to average 100 over the course of the season. And I think we're comfortably going to have that. I think there's only been one game this season where we've had less than 100 people in, yeah. And that was a midweeker in January. It's freezing cold, and like the A2 was shut.
No, I don't blame the people for not coming, but no, especially on the away games like your Deal Towns and your Lids, we have a group of supporters coming along and watching, and it's the same faces every week. So
they're quite ugly, aren't they? No. You said that.
Of course not, but no.
Some of them are.
We're all very, very grateful for the support that we get both home and away, and hopefully we can continue that for the remainder of the season. Hopefully next season when we hopefully go up.
Right, so are you ready for the infamous quickfire round? They're so infamous. See, this is what happens when Woody grabs you and goes, you ready for that interview and you ain't got any paper? I've got to think of them before you answer. So are we ready?
Let's go for it, mate.
Right, so favourite takeaway?
Let's go kebab.
Kebab, that's brave.
Yeah, I'll go for a kebab.
Best song, favourite song?
Oh, bloody hell. Right now?
Right now.
Oh, it's got to be like a little baby song at the minute.
Anything specific?
You'll just get that for now.
We'll move on. Favourite film?
The Temptations. If you know, you know. Mm. That's a big one.
That's a good shout, good shout. Beach holiday or city holiday?
Beach holiday, even though I ain't been on one, but a beach holiday.
Best trainer?
In the team?
Yep.
I'll say myself.
Good answer. Worst trainer?
Ryan Mahal.
Oh, poor Ryan. But that's what you get when you're captain. You're allowed, aren't you? You're allowed to come in late in dodgy shoes and all that, as I've heard. Or was that Milo the other week? Anyway, best away ground you've played at?
VCD.
Worst away ground you've played at?
Ooh. Where was it? Where was the Vars game? That really bad pitch, the Sports Centre.
Oh, Athletic.
Newham.
Newham, yeah Athletic.
Sorry,
Newham.
But them.
Yeah, we knocked them out, so it's fine.
That's where I got injured, though.
Yeah, best banter you've had at a game? Where basically you've heard something in the crowd, someone gave you some stick, and you've gone, do you know what? Even I've got to admit, that's a good one.
I'll give it to Deal Town, because they, even though they do give a lot of stick and they have a load of fans there, but they do give it. But after the game, they're respectful.
Worst banter?
I don't really listen to any other banter in terms of... What do you mean? In terms
so,
of player
from the fans, so basically, say you're about to take a throw and you hear someone go, JJ, your tattoo on the back of your ears wonky, and you think that's rubbish.
Honestly,
I need better than that.
Honestly, mate, I don't listen to anything. Like, I just play the game, but I know they're saying things, I just don't really listen to it.
Keep blocking them out, young man. You know what I mean? That's a life lesson for you all. Block out negativity. What's your dream target in football?
Making it pro.
Simple as that.
Making it pro. Yeah.
And what team did you support, or who do you still support?
I support Liverpool.
But as we're a subsidiary of a Millwall podcast, you obviously look out for Millwall FC as well, don't we?
I guess, don't we, JJ?
Mean,
I see a YouTube video about Millwall the other day, but that's the most you'll get out of me. Like,
clearly, though, JJ, I can't nudge you anymore.
No.
Yeah, come on, you lions. But no, so we're standing behind the goal of that infamous finish infamous, that world famous finish. World famous. By world famous, I sent it to my 12-year-old son, who's JJ's biggest fan, and said, what's this? But how do we think the season's... We've spoke about like your journey and all that kind of stuff, but how do you think the season's going so far? You know, yes, we might be just outside the playoffs, but two cup finals, it's not to be sniffed at.
Yeah, no. In terms of our cup runs, I can't complain at all. Like... If you told me if we were going to get in two cup finals at the start of the season, I would have laughed at you, because last season our cup runs weren't the best. Obviously, we made it to the semi-final against Dill last season as well, but obviously we got knocked out of that. But no, I'm very happy, and I'm sure everyone else is, that we're in two cup finals. So, and as well as the Vars, we done pretty well in the Vars. We would have liked to go further, but unfortunately it weren't how we expected. But yeah, that's for the cup. But in the league, we all know we could have had a better start in terms of being higher up. I know it's been a very difficult league this season, because You've got the clubs like Faversham and Corinthians coming down, but you've got the unexpected kind of challenging like Glebe, Whitstable, and I guess all credit to them. But
we said earlier in the season, even if you look at a team like Fisher in a nice way. So I'm from Bermondsey originally, so you know I've always got a little bit of a soft spot for Fisher FC. We're playing tonight, ironically, but I always remember with Fisher, and even like they was always not bad sides. They give you a good run, but this season, they can bloody anyone's nose.
Yeah. They done it to us. They done it to us, and they had a great start to their season. And obviously, I mean, fortunately for us and unfortunately for them, they've kind of trickled down the table a bit. But no, it's definitely been a much bigger challenge this season in terms of how many teams are actually in and around the playoffs and challenging for the title. But
yeah,
overall. I mean, the season's not finished, so who knows, but it's gone well.
I think the thing is as well, like you say there, the way this league is, for those, not many people who don't know too much about the non-league, if you will, you'll be in situations where you could end up with like loads of games in hand. Like Lid a little while ago was sitting in somewhere like 12th, and you think, 12th, 4 or 5 points off the bottom, but that's something like 6 games in hand. Granted, they didn't take that position, they didn't take it. But if you look at Dill at the moment, so Dill, as an example, as we were saying, I think they're like 5th or 6th, there's something like 9 games in hand top.
Exactly.
So they're 11 points off. They're on a run which was stopped by Erith, where they was unbeaten for 21 games. So it's not unlikely that they'll win those 9 games in hand. So you can go from in 5th place, 11 points behind, to like 18 points clear at the top just by winning your games in hand.
Yeah, exactly. It's very unpredictable. And I think they were in the same situation last season as well. Like they had a kind of a slower start to the league, but then they started jumping up the table out of nowhere. And that's exactly the same as this season. And in all fairness to them, they do it well. So I'm not surprised that they went on that run, but the Erith Town kind of stopped that, didn't they?
Yeah, let's not talk about Dill anymore. Let's not talk about it. So, away from football, or away from playing football, should I say? You're a coach of one of the young teams, and you know you might have seen on social media recently that there's this big pathways thing going on where we're trying to get in all the youth kids from the local area to join Erith Town. You know, invest in our youth, and hopefully one day getting these kids to a level where they'll be like you are, JJ. You know, like you in the nicest way, and not blowing smoke up your backside, but you are what they want to be. You're a young lad, 2021, has gone through systems, gone through playing football as a kid, and now you're playing in front of 200 people every week.
Yeah.
You know, you where they want to be. How's the coaching going? What's the plans? And what do you think of the pathway scheme that the club's rolling out?
No, I think in terms of me and coaching, I really enjoy it. Obviously, I do a bit of coaching with the under-18s, with Mark and Jamie, but no, I've been loving it. I've been there for a few months now, and it's something I like to do, and I would like to continue to do. But the club are doing the right things and going in the right direction in terms of trying to build all these type of let's say youth setups, but not also the youth. I see there's walking football, and I know there's other plans as well in terms of other types of football. But no, credit to everyone at Erith that's trying to make pathways for everyone. It's not just the youth boys, it's girls as well. But yeah, no, I love it. It's something that should have been done a long time ago in football in general, but it's definitely being taken up on now. And yeah, I see a big future at Erith, especially in terms of young kids for the walking football, and even women's team, hopefully. Who knows?
I mean, some of the youth coaches are good, aren't they?
I know someone called Michael Avery. I think he's a decent little coach.
Thank you. Anyone listening, I'll send you my CV. But ultimately, you know, do you know what? We're coming up to about 20 minutes now. We've been recording for. There's your mate, Mackenzie Foley, over there. He might give us a little wave. Is he going to give us a wave? No, he's smirking. You next, Mackenzie.
He's ready for the game.
Thank you.
Big GK is ready for the game.
Big GK, yeah. I mean, some of the people here might struggle to spell GK. I'm joking if you're listening. But do you know what? All the best. And do you know what? Final thing before we go. You've already touched on it as well. But what message have you got to the fans and the families and the young kids and the communities who come along and watch you every week?
Just keep coming. Keep coming. Because even though we're in the non-league and we're in step 5, it makes us feel like we're professionals by all of the supporters, that come, all the young kids that come and want our autographs and want a high five and want a picture. So it makes us feel good, and when we feel good, we play good. So all I'd say is keep coming to the games, keep coming to support us. Definitely come to them two cup finals and we'll win you some trophies. But yeah, no, thank you very much for the support, and obviously thank you for having me on the podcast.
Lovely stuff. JJ, thank you for your time. Go and get yourself ready for tonight's game, mate.
Thank you.